This is your Words of Hope for September 21, 2020. In today's devotional, we consider the imperfect character of God's chosen patriarch, Abraham. And we realize that just because we are loved and chosen by God doesn't mean that we are perfect, at least not yet. The title of today's devotional is Abraham Still in the Shallows, and was written by Michael Wilcock. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Genesis. We're going to read chapter 12, verses 10 through 20. Now there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake." When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. The other Sunday, I was about to preach on the call of Abraham in Genesis 12, 1-3. I was dismayed to hear the whole of Genesis read, not just the first part. Sure enough, several people waylaid me afterwards to ask accusingly why I hadn't said anything about the really intriguing second half of the chapter. Abraham's behavior in Egypt does raise questions. But I think my one or two questioners who seemed to be actually shocked by it were being a tad unrealistic. To be called by God doesn't turn anybody into an instant paragon of virtue. Abraham's would be an ever-deepening faith. And these were early days. He was still paddling in the shallows. Trust and obey was the watchword. He had trusted God to bring him to the promised land. Possibly he should have trusted that even in a time of famine, he would be provided for in Canaan. And certainly he should have trusted that, if he did go to Egypt, he would not need to resort to half-truths in order to be safe there. He was going to fail the same test a second time in Genesis 20. So clearly it was a lesson he needed to learn. But he had a patient teacher, and so do we. When you pray today, ask God to help you learn the lessons you need to learn. My prayer for you is that you will give yourself the same grace and forgiveness that you offer to other people. Today's devotional was written by Michael Wilcock. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.